Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.
Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App AOK Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App AOK Navida downloaden und loslegen. AOK Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, bad ideas plus sports gambling and Josh's beard. It's on the way in just a second.
The holidays are here, and that means it's the most wonderful time of the year to save with Rakuten. Use Rakuten to stack cash back from your favorite stores on top of holiday sales. That's savings on savings. With Rakuten, you can get cash back on gifts for everyone on your list, from toys for the kids to kitchen gear for the person who loves to cook to electronics for everyone. You can even save on something for yourself. Just shop the stores you love and cash back is automatically added to your account. And you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Join for free today and get a new member bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.
The Bob and Tom Show now presents Cliff Notes Theater. Cliff Notes Theater. An abbreviated version of today's latest films for those with a busy lifestyle. Today's presentation,
Showgirls, a hot look behind the scenes of strip clubs, rated NC-17.
And now, Cliff Notes Theater.
Wow, look at the size of them fangs.
Because sometimes you just don't have time to sit through the whole thing.
I feel like I've seen it now.
Yeah, sure.
You have.
A great way to get your morning started. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Jess is here at the news desk. There's Pat Godwin, Josh Arnold, Ace Cosby on Chick. Hello, Tom.
I mean, can we limit it to two stories from the sports desk?
Sure.
I like to think of it as T-O-O. We're spreading too much joy.
We have too much
love for everybody.
Very good.
Thank you.
Now, how about just one story? One story you picked. How about that?
All right. Well, before we get to that, we have another letter.
Okay.
We were discussing the Yugo that plummeted off the Mackinac Bridge a few years ago.
You were talking about that.
Dear Radio Legends, writes our farmer friend Craig.
Craigie.
I am one of the few people that got Tom's Mackinac Island fudge joke yesterday.
This is now a Mark issue. This is no longer a Tom issue.
I don't think it's a Mark issue. I think Tom fabricates almost all of those letters.
You can read it. No,
what if it was a blank piece of paper?
Exactly.
Because we traveled to Mackinac Island on a family vacation when I was 14.
We don't care.
How dare you say that to a hardworking farmer like Craig?
Has nothing to do with him being a farmer.
He goes, I remember watching a lady drop a $20 bill on the ground while attempting to pay at one of their famous fudge shops.
Uh-huh.
Me being a teenager, I snapped up the forgotten bill, tried to return it to the lady. She was so impressed, she said, why don't you keep it?
Wow. Amazing story.
I went to a novelty t-shirt shop and bought a t-shirt that said, free breathalyzer, blow with an arrow pointing toward my junk.
A good deed turned into a crash.
My mother was furious. I've never seen my dad laugh harder. Thank you, Farmer Craig. You keep growing whatever you're growing out there, buddy. We appreciate your hard work.
Very nice.
Isn't that sweet?
It is sweet. Now, if you had dropped a 20 and somebody said, oh, sir, I believe you dropped this, what would you do? I'd keep it. I'd go, oh, thank you very much. You're a good person. And I would keep the money.
I'd shake your hand again and say, give my 20. All right, have a nice day. I wouldn't give him any reward.
Yeah, I'm not giving you that money.
No. Absolutely not.
A little kid. Of course, I'd be disappointed
because
if you...
Because he's just going to go down to Spencer Gifts and buy a whoopee cushion and a dirty T-shirt.
All the better.
Yeah.
All the better. It is time to check in with Chick McGee at the sports desk. Have we missed anything?
Former NBA insider Adrian Wojnarowski is auctioning off his cell phone and press passes to raise funds for St. Bonaventure men's basketball program.
I'm watching you, Wojnarowski.
Where he works now. The 55-year-old best known for breaking news, specifically with the NBA on ESPN.
You hear the enthusiasm?
Announced the online auction. I don't know how this... How did this get your attention?
It's just so dumb.
Yeah.
He's auctioning off his old cell phone. I mean...
Among the items up for bid also are Woj's ESPN ID badge, various press passes, as well as several iPhones he used to break news with, including the one announcing his departure from ESPN.
Yeah, nobody knows this person.
What?
No.
No, this means
from ESPN,
nothing.
It means
absolutely
bombs?
Nothing.
No.
Okay.
And it's not Woj bombs. It's Woj, and I'd never heard the term Woj bombs until I read this.
You never been to the
half-ass
story. Bathroom with this guy.
That's it.
Can you imagine opening it up and there are pictures of naked cheerleaders on there? No, we just do it for the college. It's kind of a fun story. The NBA season a little bit boring right now. Not a lot going on.
Not a lot going on in the NBA season?
Well, you got the L.A. thing.
There's a decent wild card race going on, isn't there?
Mm-mm.
They have the wild card in the NBA?
No idea.
Los Angeles and Dallas tonight, actually. Luca, yeah. Okay.
Exciting news in the world of baseball.
That's sports. This is going to be the robot strikes and balls, right?
That's fantastic.
Take all the humans out of it.
Able to tap the top of their head and...
Yep.
Have a recall, say, hey, was that really a strike?
What kind of limit are they going to put on that?
Yeah, they just got the pitch clock to speed the games up.
Exactly.
Now, how many pitches are they going to contest? It'll all be of them?
Right. They're trying to get things more accurate because of all the betting.
Horrible idea.
Basing the game around betting?
Yeah, that's insanity. Yeah.
The tail wagging the dog.
Well,
exactly.
That's what's happening. When you go to a game and they have the betting parlor right there on the stadium.
That's not what's happening.
Yes,
if your ideas will make it happen that way, you're a bad idea waiting to happen if people are listening to you.
I specialize in bad ideas.
I know you do.
I don't think you should be. Oh boy.
I don't like it when broadcasters reference the spread. I think that's unprofessional. I hate that.
I agree.
I don't like it.
They all do it now because the betting. Got all the money.
That's why it's getting so popular.
I used to watch my hockey games on Fox Sports Midwest. They recently changed their name to FanDuel Sports West.
Yeah.
So the whole station that shows my sports is named after the betting site.
Yep.
But I don't think betting sites should be, I don't think you should be allowed to bet in a stadium.
I don't think so either.
Does that sound weird?
No.
No, it does not.
No, not at all.
Like if you're a fan in at the stadium or arena, I don't think you should be allowed to bet.
I wish there was some way to accurately, instead of just spouting off at the mouth, see how betting has affected the popularity of all these sports.
So the more people
viewership. Bet on it, the more people watch it.
I think it's probably affected it, but not maybe as much as we think. I don't know.
I think it's.
It seems to be a big moneymaker.
Put it this way.
It's addiction.
I was talking to a friend of mine.
Stand by for an analogy that won't make any sense.
It's not an analogy. It's an actual true story. Teaches at an all boys school, and I in a state where it has the legal reefer. And I said, is it a problem with all the guys being stoned all the time? And she said, no, that isn't the problem. The biggest problem is they're all addicted to sports gambling.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Why are phones allowed in schools?
A lot of them are allowed in schools, but they're supposed to be kept in their lockers.
Yes, only for lunch.
Yeah.
They should not be allowed on the premise.
Yeah, but at lunch you can put a quick 50 on the game.
That's a good point.
true.
It's like a luncheon, like on a construction site.
It is.
Hey, baby, what you doing, baby?
Oh, sorry. Off topic. Let's get back to.
You got the racing forms. It's the new racing form.
Hey, Tom's child in the third.
Yeah, yeah.
Win place a show.
Did you guys know anybody that would get the racing forms? And
no.
either
I don't think I've ever seen a racing
form. Yeah, I only heard tell of it.
Yeah. I did.
You did? Yeah.
Well, didn't your uncle almost ruin the family or something?
No, that was my grandfather.
Yeah.
A friend of my friend's mother was an expert, absolute expert on horse racing.
Wow.
Is that right?
Staggering.
Yeah.
That's cool.
You talk about the Kentucky Derby, she would know all of the lineage of all the horses.
I'm fascinated with that world. I love
she
it.
Was
I had an uncle
brilliant.
That was a jockey.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
That explains your
a great uncle.
Small stature.
Yeah. George Patrick Ryan.
Wow, a professional jockey?
Yep.
How tall was he?
He had like 4'10".
Wow.
4'11", yeah.
Huh.
Did he talk like this way up here?
No.
Why?
No. More Spanish.
Actually, George Patrick Ryan is Irish.
Ah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think when you become a jockey, you just start speaking in a Spanish accent.
Do you know? Even if you're from Ireland.
That's right.
That's nice. You know, carry a lantern around.
Horses respond to that lilt.
I see.
Hey, Tom said he
didn't.
A lantern around.
Well, if you know the actual
history.
The history of that, it's actually a great... Great honor.
Change minds with that.
It's actually a great honor.
Well, no, people are not really to go down the rabbit hole and find out what actually was going on.
Yeah.
Okay, what else is happening in sports?
I think we're done.
I wrapped it up 3 times, and you refused to hear me. Okay. And that's sports, and that makes it the 4th time.
How can you disagree with me when I say I specialize in bad decisions? I hired you.
Wow.
I need to know who wrote that right now.
Time now for...
Bad Hires in History. April 1st, 1987. Chick McGee is hired as the Bob and Tom Show. And all hell breaks loose.
Next week on Bad Hires in History, David Berkowitz.
And then the next one, Lee Harvey Oswald is hired by the School Book Depository.
Bad Hires.
Lee, can you carry a bag of books?
What do you got there, Lee?
Next
week.
I got to take the day off. I'm passing out leaflets for the Fair Play for the Fair Play for Cuba Committee.
Like this.
Jess Hooker is wallowing in obscure references at the Bob and Tom News Desk. What have you got?
Art researchers say penis size in historical paintings have gradually increased over the past 7 centuries.
Yeah, baby!
A study into the size of human penis size in paintings revealed that during the 15th and 16th centuries, there was a dramatic increase in paintings depicting the naked male body, but the penis was still depicted as relatively small.
Well, we learned that it was considered gauche to have a large penis in art.
Well, that's because the, kings that were... They can't help but notice that our footman is called a footman for a reason. Dear God.
Why is the queen spending so much time with the footman?
I think the key to this is these were only paintings of white dudes. I think let's face it.
Yeah, it was the ancient royals of Nairobi.
Yeah.
Are their paintings a little different?
Yeah.
From 1900 to 2022, the average penis size in paintings was significantly higher than those of all earlier periods.
Yeah!
And the average penis size of the 21st century paintings was greater than all other centuries.
Can you imagine going for the grant to do this?
Studying penis size?
Yeah, you go to some esteemed organization that...
Oh, the BJU International, which is where this is published. Yes.
The BJU.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Sure, it's a esteemed art organization. I think it's interesting that what is the centuries where they started seeing more?
15th and 16th?
Yeah, 15th and 16th. That's where they the Wait, the paintings of naked men increased, but the penises stayed small.
Okay.
Yeah.
We don't want no short penis art.
Ugh. Yeah. It's always weird, especially when they're in a landscape.
Bigger hog, the better.
Those old paintings from like the Ming Dynasty and stuff, all the penises are blurred out.
Yeah.
Very odd.
It's almost like they were pixelated.
Right.
Yeah, okay.
I'm doing comedy over here.
Pat, I can't help but you have your guitar out.
Yes, I do have an award-winning song about this topic. I know you've all heard it, but please be kind.
Please, once again, please be kind.
If you're going to heckle, keep it light. I am a true man of the world. Doing good so far. I stand here with my flag unfurled. I'm a gorgeous melting pot of humanity. But one physical flaw is such a blow to my vanity. I have a cute English nose. Like the Swedes, I'm the leanest. I have huge Austrian pecs. But a Greek statue penis. I'm hung like ancient art. That's what came between us. You like my Roman hands, but not my Greek statue penis. I'm no Norse god, neither grower nor shore. I have a pint-sized package like the javelin thrower. Go ahead, take a peek at my teeny-weeny Greek physique. Have a strong Irish liver and a Japanese-like genius, no accent. A big American gut, but a Greek statue penis. Salty Brazilian nuts and a Greek statue penis. I have a Greek physique.
Yay!
Thank you very much. You're all too kind.
It's also probably because those old museums, they didn't have HVAC of any type.
Oh, so it's
they
chilly.
Didn't have, you know, central air or central heat, so it's freezing in there.
Yeah.
You know what that'll do? It's going to make anybody look a little small.
Shrinkage. Yeah.
Very good. And then
hospital small. You know what I'm talking about?
Shy.
Yeah, one of the conclusions if you read deeper into this article, in all truth, one of the conclusions is because of porn. They have
ubiquity of porn. Yeah.
The ubiquity of porn. They've started.
The ubiquity of porn.
Doesn't that sound pretty?
Not only that, but it seems to be everywhere.
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
Strange.
Yeah. Mm. But apparently, that has also because typically the so-called porn stars tend to be
huge,
gifted.
Yeah. That's their
is thing. Sphere of pornography featuring the poorly endowed?
Well, I don't. I mean,
the micro.
But I know amateur porn is really prevalent, and those are just dudes. You know,
those are just regular dudes,
regularly hanging men.
Yeah. There's no many massive hogs in that bunch.
Because as you've told me, there are apparently dozens of categories. There's something for everyone.
Yeah, hundreds. For sure.
I wonder what it would be called.
Maybe just small, peen,
micro.
I don't know.
Micro's another category.
That is another. That's almost a medical condition. Yeah. But,
Yeah.
Micro.
Is there a medical condition?
Micro.
You can get a grant for that.
How much? I may be eligible.
By the way, I got a letter here.
He's a girl now.
And I
swear to God, if it's about fudge.
I can't. No, it's about what's happening right now in this room, which is that Josh Arnold is modifying his so-called winter's beard.
I keep forgetting and looking over there.
I'm used to it now.
Josh is shaving it piece by piece. And day one, Josh shaved off just from the lip down. Okay, so that's like giant sideburns that meet with a huge mustache. I can't believe I didn't remember this. But astute listener from Piedmont, South Carolina, the great Pat Lennon, noticed it. I can think of a famous person who had a beard like Josh's. Dwayne Allman.
Oh, is that right?
The great guitarist from the original lineup of the Allman Brothers.
Ah.
I remember that now. He indeed had that. But he had red hair, kind of a reddish beard.
And he did this for a while?
Yeah.
That tracks. Allman Brothers, yeah. You would think they would. Yeah.
Very good. Very good. Well, thank you, Pat, for pointing that out. Well, speaking of beards, I believe we have a special assistant. Oh there he is up beard. On the big screen. Hello.
Hey, now there's a beard.
Hey there. It's Ed Septic. Josh, oh my gosh, you look fantastic.
Well, thank you, Edward.
Oh, I hope you brought a tennis racket with you today.
Why's that?
Swat away on the poon head.
Oh, yeah.
I should have, yeah.
Line forms to the left, ladies. Oh, man, we had a good time in Iowa, didn't we, last Friday?
Boy. Yes, sir.
Sure. Oh, man, I had such a good time, I've been asked to never return.
Uh-oh.
By the casino and the state of Iowa. I've always wanted a police escort, but more to maybe a concert, not to the state line. Anyway, see, what had happened was, after I stopped by your show, I decided to play some roulette.
Mm.
Winning big, playing number two.
Naturally.
As luck would have it, all those number twos and the coffee ended up adding up. I go sprinting to the toilet. No luck there. Full house. I try the one-holer family restaurant. Occupied.
Oh.
I think you were in there, Tom, because I thought I heard a royal flush.
Uh-huh.
Casino terms, get it?
Yeah.
There we go.
Very good. Luckily, before I dookied my dungarees, I found an empty craps table.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I laid eight the hard way.
Oh, yeah.
You sure y'all have. Ever been tasting the bear buttocks?
No.
It's a rush. It's a rush. Though the smell of singed hair takes a while to dissipate.
Well,
I got to run. Pollard's kid clogged the toilet with another hot pocket again.
No.
So, remember, I'm Ed Septic. I'll bang your pipes, but never your wife.
Never.
Well, thank you.
Thank you, Ed.
Ed Septic, everybody.
What I think, certain females in the world ain't nothing but stank. They got rich husbands, they're bored all the time. They want you to covet their large behind. Evil women will try to wreck your home. They'll hit on you when your wife is gone. They're just like dogs, hungry for bone. Evil women try to wreck your home. I saw one on the treadmill down at the gym. Her hips were wide and her waist was thin. I saw a bead of sweat roll down the small of her back. She had 10 pounds of bologna in an 8-pound sack. Evil women will try to wreck your home. They'll hit on you when your wife is gone. They're just like dogs, hungry for a bone. Evil women will try to wreck your home. Right. When she wakes up in the morning, she wants to do wrong. She sprays on some perfume and she puts on a thong. She put a quarter in the offering plate at Sunday school. She slept with the deacon and the preacher too. Evil women will try to wreck your home. They'll hit on you when your wife is gone. They're just like dogs, hungry for bone. Evil women will try to wreck your home.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Persil sorgt schon seit 1907 für tiefenreine Wäsche, auch bei den Johnsons. Oder, Anna?
Das stimmt. Sogar meine Oma hat schon mit Persil gewaschen.
Und als Dankeschön für über 100 Jahre Vertrauen gibt's jetzt bis zu 15 Euro Rabatt auf unser Bestes.
Das mit der roten Schleife.
Genau, made in Germany. Mehr Infos auf unserbestes.persil.de.
Wenn es tiefenrein ist, ist es Persil. Unser